As we approach the 100th anniversary of the birth of legendary composer Leonard Bernstein, a conductor known for producing programs of his work is bringing some of that music magic to the region. Bernstein on Stage will be presented in Los Angeles and Ventura counties this weekend in a program headlined by the Thousand Oaks-based New West Symphony. John Macheri is a protege of the late composer. He's been performing Bernstein's works for nearly a half century.
I met Leonard Bernstein in 1971 at Tanglewood when I was one of four conducting fellows. The experience was literally life-changing. We conductors were assigned to be in the chorus of the Missa Solemnis. He was just finishing writing his Mass. And in that first rehearsal with the chorus, he transformed everybody into just wanting to be there and rehearse forever. And I remember that night walking around and just crying because he reminded me of why we want to be musicians.
Now, Cherry says he instantly knew he wanted to work with Bernstein.
Next year, I volunteered for the revival of Mass. Lenny asked me to take notes for him. I did, and I did it, I guess, well enough so that he subsequently hired me to be his assistant on a new production of Carmen at the Metropolitan Opera in 1972. For the next 18 years until his death in 1990, I was the person he asked to conduct his music when he wasn't conducting it or to edit it or to be that person to assist.
These are the sounds of the New West Symphony rehearsing at Cal State Northridge's Valley Performing Arts Center for weekend performances in Northridge, Thousand Oaks, and Oxnard. It's part of a series of Bernstein at 100 performances taking place across the country leading up to the actual anniversary next August. The 70-piece orchestra is backed by 60 singers, including the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles and some 30 performers from California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks. Now, Cherry says they'll take audiences on a journey through some of Bernstein's most iconic stage music.
There are so many ways to celebrate his life. I simply decided to work on the stage works. So we go chronologically from On the Town to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So we're traveling from the 1940s, when he seemingly could do anything, to the more complex and serious works that come later.
Cherry thinks there's one body of the composer and conductor's work which stands above the rest because of its impacts on theater. It's the music from West Side Story.
Tonight, tonight, the world is wild and bright, going mad, shooting sparks into space.
It's the work that really changed so many things. It, on Broadway, it made it essential for every actor to be able to act, sing, and dance. The idea of music drama on that level had never quite happened with Broadway musicals. What it did culturally, besides what it was on Broadway and what it became as a movie, it was the most pro-American musical ever, in the sense that it showed the faults of our urban world. It was able to show it.
Now, Cherry's career has been intertwined with Bernstein's, and the conductor and educator says he's honored to carry on his music.
I conducted almost everything that he wrote in that period, as well as all of the major festivals. So his 60th birthday, his 70th birthday, a festival in Tel Aviv, a festival in London where we met the Queen, of course. And I think back on it, it seemed normal at the time. But now I look back on it and realize how extraordinary it was.
So
the conductor talks about the late composer and conductor's legacy.
As the years go by, people will appreciate more and more all of his music. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, he was a conductor, so conductors are temporary. We do what we do, and then there's another conductor, and that's fine. But the composers are the people we care about, really. That's why we're conductors. And I think his compositions will endure for many years, maybe centuries.
The trio of Bernstein on Stage performances kicks off at 8 tonight at the Valley Performing Arts Center. On Saturday night, the New West Symphony-led program moves to the Thousand Oaks Performing Arts Center for an 8 p.m. performance. Then the weekend will be capped with a 3 p.m. matinee performance at the Oxnard Performing Arts Center. In Northridge, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.